Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was in the area where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011 to 2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. The vehicle has unknown license plates. U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. From open borders to the failed Afghanistan withdrawal, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Newsmax overnight says Republicans will hold people accountable in the Biden administration through the Oversight Committee next term. On January 3rd, we'll find out if the California Republican will become Speaker of the House.
In the last two elections, the only Republican entity to win is the House. Our goal was to stop the Biden agenda, win the majority, and fire Nancy Pelosi. We just achieved all that. What we really need to do is find a way that we all come together.
The House is set to give final approval today for legislation protecting same-sex marriages in federal law. President Biden backs the bill and said he will promptly and proudly sign it into law. Authorities in Iran executed a man in connection with protests against the country's ruling party on Thursday. It's believed to be the first person executed in response to the protests, which were triggered by a September 16th murder of a woman in police custody. Her offense was not wearing a head covering properly. Human rights activists are reporting at least 475 protesters have been killed, and 18,000 plus have been detained in the unrest in Iran. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Mars is really close to Earth tonight with a great view of the red planet. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
Stargazers will have their best chance to see Mars with the naked eye tonight. The red planet will be on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun, rising in the east shortly after sunset and setting in the west just before sunrise. Experts say Mars won't be this bright again until 2025. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Death machines are big business in Vietnam this week. U.S. and Russian defense firms on Thursday are showcasing weapons and aircraft at Vietnam's first large-scale arms fair, as the two powers vie for influence of arms sales in the strategic southeastern Asian country. The event at the Hanoi Air Base attracted 174 exhibitors from 30 countries, including all large arms-making nations except for China. Peru President Pedro Castillo announced the breakup of Congress and called for legislative elections to draft a new constitution hours before an impeachment debate, escalating a political crisis and putting the Latin American nation's democracy under threat. Members of the Constitutional Court described the move as a coup. December 8th is officially Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. All you need now is a DeLorean. USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Tammy Hudson-Pillar. Yes, the pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, and speaker, and one of my good friends in California. Whenever I come to California, even if I just get to hear her voice, it's a joy. But every once in a while, we do have a chance to run into one another, right?
Well, we do, Bill, and thank you for having me. It's always a privilege to be on your show. And less people would worry about us in California. God still is here. And
yes.
Still moving in California.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you could tell even with the midterm elections, again, to the point, I mean, people were looking for a red wave. You know, I was hoping for an American wave. Regardless,
right.
though, California turned some seats there. So quite telling in some of these, you know, very liberal states like New York as well. I mean, they don't want to admit it. But, you know, people's consciousness are awakening. And I believe the timing of your new book is quite fitting because people realize that we're at the end of ourselves. And when we're at the end of ourselves, that's when God can work and do incredible things. Right, Tammy?
Well, you know, Bill, absolutely. And in my new book, Fasting for Miracles, I walk you through key passages in the Bible where God did perform miracles. And to your point, it isn't until we come to a crisis point in our life mm-hmm. that we even look for or expect a miracle.
Right.
We are so self-sufficient today, and especially in America, we have so many resources at our fingertips that we literally don't look to God often for miracles. But I believe we need a miracle in America. I believe that we need a revival in America. And that's really why I wrote this book, Fasting for Miracles, because I believe there's something when Jesus said, some things only happen by prayer and fasting.
Exactly.
There's a combination of those two disciplines that I believe bring forth miracles.
Is there anything wrong in asking God for a miracle, Tammy?
You know what? It's interesting because there are people today, Bill, that believe that miracles have ceased.
Yes.
Maybe it's your local church. If you're listening to me right now, maybe your pastors are sensationalists and say that miracles ceased with Jesus. But I would beg to differ. You know, to me, when I come to God with a prayer request and I am so broken beyond any remedy, only God can come through with that prayer request.
Right.
Is that not a miracle?
Right.
If my husband is struggling with cancer, my child is wayward, I financially can't make ends meet, and I turn to God and say to the God of the universe that has all resources, only you can provide. Is that not a miracle?
Mm-hmm. Every day, you know, we see hundreds of thousands of babies born.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a miracle? You know, and when you pause and you consider even the hand, the fingers of that little child, Tammy, I'm in awe. I'm in awe to think that God created something so incredible. And this is what disturbs me sometimes when people are so casual about Almighty God and His creation. And for those that don't believe, it makes me sad to think that they're missing out on the Creator. And here we are in this Christmas season especially, and we've been talking a lot about the Advent season here as we lead into Christmas and why, you know, where our hope comes from, our faith, our love. You know, here's God Almighty. He's got all that. He needs us, right? And he loves us so much. It's not even a need, but he loves us so much that he decided, hey, I've got the best sacrifice in order to square things up with my creation. I'm sending my son to die for everyone's sin, to bring them back to me. In my human brain, Tammy, I can't get my mind around this, about the kind of love that our Father has for us, that he would do such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bill, in my book, Asking for Miracles, I walk you through 21 miracles in the Bible. So it's a 21-day fast, and I really want to lead our nation and our churches through this fast. Mm-hmm. But to your point on creation, that's the first miracle that I address on day one, is a miracle of creation.
Yeah.
Because by God's word, he spoke everything from nothing.
Right.
There was nothing, but by the power of his spoken word, everything came into being. And you know, Bill, the beautiful thing is he created us. He created us in his image to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to be creative.
Right.
And every person listening right now has a gift. They have an ability, they have an idea, they have a passion, they have a resource. And the very creativity that God put in humanity was a gift for us to be creative. There is not an invention that has come forth in society or humanity that did not come from the breath of God in mankind to be creative. So yes, God created us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful, like you said, Jesus came in the form of a man to forgive our sins at Christmas, to redeem us and give us the gift of life and eternity. And it is the greatest gift. So yes, miracles exist. They exist all around us. Matter of fact, there's over 150 miracles in the Bible, miracle stories.
Right.
And God wants to perform miracles, the manifestations of miracles. But Bill, I believe that we have not practiced these two disciplines in our
right.
local churches, in our congregations, right. in our society, and that is prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we're so self-sufficient that we don't, many of us even know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the disciples, you know, in Luke, they came and they said, Jesus, teach us to pray.
Right.
So I think prayer and fasting, and that's why I'm so passionate about this book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on Amazon. It was just released. But I want to teach people how to take these two disciplines of prayer and fasting and see the manifestation of miracles in your homes, your churches, your hearts, and even in our country.
Tammy, I think the timing of your book is such that as we're starting to see, Jonathan Cahn's book, The Rising of the Gods, the rebirthing of the gods that's coming out, and we can see it. Our eyes are open to see that we're heading into some dangerous waters. And Jesus was very specific, you know, when the apostles could not cast out certain demons. He says, you know, wait a minute, how come we can't do that? He says, but for prayer and fasting, right?
Right.
They go hand in hand.
You know, it's a beautiful passage, and I've just done so much research on it, to be honest with you. But when that father came with that paralytic son, and the disciples could not cast the demon out, and they did say to Jesus, you know, why could we not? And here were the two things he said. He said, because of your unbelief and because you are a perverse generation. And that word perverse simply means worldly. You are a worldly generation and you don't have faith. And then he went on and he said, but, so that was the problem, right? No faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a perverse mind. The solution is, but by prayer and fasting. So Jesus is always so gracious, Paul, Bill, that when he gives us our problem, he gives us the
exactly.
solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have to go. We are a perverse generation right now. We are
right.
an unbelieving generation. And we just have to activate our faith
mm-hmm.
through prayer and fasting.
Exactly. Because, you know, the prayer that you hear from time to time is, Lord, give me faith, increase my faith,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. And so if that should be our true calling right now. I mean, with all that we're dealing with in this culture, you talk about this perverse, you know, culture and generation which we live in. I mean, we got drag queen story hour going on. We've
right.
got all these generation options. You've got hospitals, you know, cutting up our children. You know, for the sake of money, thinking that if they remove body parts, that somehow that's going to alter them. But it's like, wait a minute, you have no idea in understanding who God Almighty is, that everything goes down to the nano aspect of one cell, and you can't even touch that. So what you may be doing on the exterior, you can't do on the interior, because that is God's, that's God's sanctified private property, isn't it? In many ways.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Tammy Hotzenfiller after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
It's a me too.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with pastor, speaker, life coach, Tammy Hotzenfiller, her new book, Fasting for Miracles. And we were just saying the timing of this. The other thing, too, Tammy, that echoes, it really echoes in my mind constantly, was when Jesus was talking about miracles and all the great things he did. you know, he told the apostles, which he told us, that, look, it, you're going to do even greater things than I have done because I am side by side with the Father. I'm cheering you on, basically, is what he's saying, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing you made mention before we went to the break. When we talk about belief, and here's the thing I like to teach, Bill, is a lot of us believe, but we don't expect. So we might believe and say, yes, God can perform a miracle. Maybe he will, maybe in somebody else. But if you don't move from belief to expecting, you'll never see your miracle. Because remember when the man came, as you mentioned, and he said to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Right.
There are times and seasons, Bill, that we do have faith and we believe that Father knew only Jesus could perform that miracle at that very moment, his son.
Right.
So, yes, I believe. But, Lord, will you help me at times in my unbelief? So, hey, we are human. We are going to waver in our faith. Faith is an exercise, and it has to be, you know, it's a discipline that has to be exercised. It's difficult.
Yes.
But we have to literally expect, and that's really where faith comes in.
Yes.
Right now, I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting a revival in California. You know me, Bill, and I'm an avid prayer walker.
Yes.
Every day I prayer walk.
Yeah.
And I literally am praying down from heaven a revival on the soil of California. I am not hoping so. I am not believing so. I am expecting so.
Mm-hmm.
And when we move our faith from step to step to step, from saying it, decreeing it, believing it, to expecting it,
yes,
I believe God honors our faith. And I believe we're going to see that wave of revival. We've seen it in California before. There is good seed on good soil in California. And I'm believing God. And that's really what I mean. People have to expect it. And that means they're looking for it. They're actively looking for revival.
And I would also, Tammy, encourage those that have received miracles to share them, speak them out. I mean, sometimes you can't contain it and you share it, but sometimes, you know, these miracles that occur that seem so insignificant, but they are God's hand upon your life. They are an answer to prayer. And, you know, sometimes people are reticent to, you know, not share what God has done for whatever reason. And I think this is also contributing to why the church has been stifled and why it's lacking in its belief of miracles when miracles abound right in front of them. You know, it's like Danny Gokey's song, you just haven't seen it yet. You know, we need to pray that the eyes of believers be opened up to see, you know, the minute by minute, I mean, literally minute by minute miracles that God is doing in our lives every day, right?
Well, you know, it's so cool. I love this, Bill. The definition of miracle is an extraordinary event manifested by divine intervention. An extraordinary event. So it's something you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event that you have. I have this event. I have a child that's wayward, a husband with cancer, financial need. It's an extraordinary event manifested by divine intervention. And, you know, if you can do it, then it's not a miracle. It's only a miracle if God can do it. And to your point, listen, we have watched this pandemic. We have watched over the last 2 years the enemy come in and try to silence us and stifle us. And, you know, Bill, I think I made mention to you last time I spoke to you about when the Lord gave me that vision at the beginning of the pandemic and how the enemy was shooting arrows at fear and dissension and confusion on our globe and on humanity. And those arrows, we have to fight against those arrows. Those are demonic arrows that the enemy is shooting at humanity. Fear, dissension, and confusion. And if we don't have a clean mind and a clear mind, we're only going to see what the enemy's doing and not what God is doing.
Exactly.
You know, so for me as a life coach, look, I'm going to always take the positive road. I'm going to believe God is moving. I'm going to believe he is acting. And, of course, you have my husband often on your show, and, you know, he has American faith.
Yes.
So I'm always bombarded with what's happening in the natural realm through stories and news articles. But I just have to tell you, I have to see in the supernatural realm. I have to see what God's doing, not what man is doing, not what the enemy is doing. We have to call forth miracles that are coming from heaven.
Amen. Yeah, and after all, I mean, in terms of these fiery darts that the evil one is sending upon us. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got the full armor of God, the shield of faith that's able to quench those fiery darts, right? But if you don't utilize the weapons of our warfare, you're going to be victimized. And it's your own fault because you've read it in the Bible how many times, Ephesians 6? Come on. Let's get on with this and get serious and intentional about this. And, I mean, this is a 21 devotional that, you know, the response, I understand, Tammy, is just awesome. We're going to link it on our website and feature it as well because I want our audience and everybody that's connected with this radio show to join with you and all the other believers across the country being intentional. I mean, expecting miracles, whatever they may be. It's God's kingdom, his will to be done, right?
Well, you know, Bill, I will say this, that it really is a beautiful 21-day journey on fasting. So every morning I meet you via video. I'm going to be your fasting coach. Mm. So all of those videos are on my website, and I will coach you for 21 days. We'll stand strong together. You'll learn about 21 miracles in the Bible and 21 fasting passages. I have discussion questions and journal entries and then a closing prayer. So literally it'll take you about 15 minutes in the morning to process through it. But if you need a miracle and you need a breakthrough, I'm going to ask you to join me starting January 21st for 21 days. So it's 1-21 for 21 days. And literally, we're going to believe God for breakthrough. We're going to believe God for miracles in our churches, in our homes, in our country. God wants to manifest miracles. We all need miracles in our life.
Amen. Tammy, you know, for those of us who may have a similar schedule like mine, you know, and traveling different time zones and that, I take it these sessions will be recorded so we can watch them at a different time as opposed to your live time that you're going to be doing each morning. Please go ahead.
Right. But yeah, it will be on my site. That's TammyHopkinsHeller.com or on the Charisma podcast network or the Charisma website. So they're morning devotionals, and they're actually going to be pre-recorded, so you can watch them at any time. You know, you lost a day, you're day ahead. But the idea is just for accountability, Bill, because we all need accountability. Mm-hmm. And 21 days of fasting is difficult because it's a spiritual activity. It's a spiritual discipline. It's different than intermittent fasting that we do for physical reasons, which, believe me, I believe fasting is to be done. I believe we're supposed to fast both physically, but also spiritually. When you're on a spiritual fast, you're contending with principalities and powers. You're believing God for a breakthrough. So you literally are spiritually asking God for a miracle in your life. So yes, all of these videos will be resources that you will be able to access at any time during your fast.
And I want to link them on our site. Will I be able to do that as well?
Oh, yes. I will get those to you. Absolutely.
Please, yes, because I want to make sure they're linked there as well, because we're committed to this, Tammy. I want you to know that we're going to partner in every way possible to support this on behalf of believers, because I believe this is something that God has called you to do. It is timely. I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes things happen that we don't know why? But God has an appointed time, and I believe this book and Fasting for Miracles, what this is all about is very timely, that it leads to, you know, initially, you know, first of all, we got to repent. From repentance comes revival. We've got to reconcile ourselves with how we've missed the mark, you know, with God. God's just like he did with the children of Israel. He's laid out a case for us and said, okay, this is what I have against you. And do we have ears to hear what God has against us, that we would fall on our faces and repent? And then after that happens, Lord, have mercy, get ready. I mean, the gates of hell are going to get bombarded. I'm telling you, right?
Well, you know, Bill, in every single one of these fasting passages, people will begin to say, oh, my goodness, again, because it's the same story throughout the whole Bible.
Yeah.
Israel turned their back on God. They became self-sufficient. They used their wealth, their pride, their ability, and God just kept trying to woo them back, trying to woo them back, trying to woo them back, but they were stubborn, just as we are today.
Yeah.
And it isn't until we get to the end of all of our resources and we find that we have nothing, then we turn to God.
Tammy, as always, God bless. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was last seen in the area of a house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. A federal grand jury has indicted Republican Florida Representative Joe Harding on 6 felony counts, including money laundering and wire fraud. The complaint alleges that between December of 2020 and March of 2021, Harding committed two acts of wire fraud through a scheme to defraud COVID-19 small business loans through false and fraudulent pretenses. Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It is just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got from Focus on the Family, Bruce Hoskinet is on the line. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I take it you had a very successful, peaceful Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, good, good. And we're all ready for the season. I mean, we've got the first week of Advent under our belt, the first week about hope, you know, and we're reminded of the hope giver who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, isn't Almighty God awesome? I mean, you know, when you think about this, I mean, who else can you lean on? I mean, you can't lean on the government or Joe Biden or anybody else, you know, who's forever changing, but an unchangeable God who loves us is right there for us to, you know, give us hope that sometimes it's hard to get our brains around because it is so unending. You know, sometimes people think, well, if God gives me hope, there's not enough hope for Bruce, so maybe I shouldn't take so much hope. You know, that's not the way it works, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that aside, and of course, coming up in week two of Advent, then it'll be all about love. Just a perfect time of the year, again, setting the stage for what's just around the corner, and that's you know, the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, coming to be with us. On December 5th, Bruce, SCOTUS is going to be hearing oral arguments. about whether a web designer has the right to decide who her clients are. I mean, we're back to religious freedom. I mean, whether it's cake, biscuits, or whatever, anything that has any religious attachment to it, you know, the government's coming after. And, of course, you know, this is on the heels of the passing of this, you know, this idea of the Marriage Act that it really is very restrictive and attacked people of faith. You know, our religious freedoms are in the crosshairs of this current culture and this government.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And part of practicing the freedom of religion in this country has to do with the right to speak our religious message and to not be forced by the government to speak a message contrary to our faith. And that's what this case 303 Creative coming up on Monday at the Supreme Court is all about.
Exactly. And again, it's like it almost sounds like deja vu all over again, whether we're talking about a baker and we've gone through this sort of thing. And here we are. And it just doesn't go away, which reminds us how vigilant we must be, you know, for religious freedoms. And we saw this happening. I mean, initially it didn't start that it was about religious freedom specifically, but it was definitely about our liberties. You know, when it came to climate change, you know, everybody was being conditioned. Researchers were being conditioned. You know, thou wilt, if you're taking research money, which quite interesting, you know, begins from the treasury of we the people, which should be apolitical and should be unbiased. But unfortunately, by the time the bureaucrats get their hands on it, they form fit it and say, okay, this is the expected outcome. If you give us the expected outcome, you will get funding for your research. And so the conditioning of our intellect has been going on for a number of decades.
You know, that's so true. And that's the reason why I'm glad there are legal organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom and First Liberty and those types of institutions that are geared up to defend Christians so that we don't have to fall for that conditioning. We don't have to, because we are just weak, we are one individual or a small business, we do not have to kowtow to big government telling us what to say and think. So I'm eternally grateful for those organizations and for the chance to defend our right to be different.
Yeah, you know, the thing is interesting. You see the Biden administration where they clearly violate the Constitution. They just ignore and go on. And I'm thinking maybe we should learn something from them. As much as they don't care about the Constitution, and we still do, we say we're a constitutional republic, is that when our constitutional rights are being, you know, violated like this, you know, is there something that we can do to just ignore it? And when I say ignore it, I mean, I don't mean necessarily sticking our head in the sand. It's just saying, look, you don't have standing. You know, you don't have standing against the Constitution. You know, is there a smarter way in which to, you know, shut the mouths of the enemy and these people that want to destroy our constitutional rights, Bruce?
Yeah. You know, and I think it's the quote is attributed to Ben Franklin when he came out of the Constitutional Convention and someone asked him, "Do we have a kingdom or
what kind of government do we have?"
Yes, and he said, "A republic if you can keep it," and that foreshadows the vigilance required to stay as free as we have been for the last 200 plus years. And so, yeah, I completely identify with the problem that you're talking about.
Right. Well, again, the people have to reconnect with the idea of we the people. And this is why the administration and other liberals are doing everything they can to kind of, you know, deafen that word and that phrase. Because we the people is a very powerful term. And when we the people get behind, things can happen and quite expeditiously. But, you know, I think we just... you know, we haven't practiced we the people and the power that represents in such a way, we haven't been conditioned in such a way to where it's just an automatic reflex, kind of like, you know, going back to, again, in the spirit of Ben Franklin's response here, and I've been suggesting to the audience that anything that comes across the bow of our boat, we should ask, does this promote freedom or does it restrict freedom? Because the order of the day here, Bruce, and I don't know if I'm just being cynical or what, it just seems that every turn, whether we're talking about COVID, open borders, our national security, our freedoms are being impinged upon.
Yeah, and I think one of the major reasons for that is that people look to the government to protect them from real and perceived ills. And
yes,
these days they're more perceived than actual. And I think that's what gets us into trouble, because we're suddenly willing to give up our freedoms in order to feel safe.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look at what happened after 9/11, to your point. You know, everybody freaked out. Okay, you know, we need big government come in. Well, here we are, you know, a couple of decades down the road. Well, how's this working out for us? I mean, do we need to make some adjustments? But it seems like once the government takes ground, you know, they're not about to release it very easily.
And we're not teaching our freedoms on the college campuses, and it goes down even to middle schools as well. We're not talking about the value of the clash of ideas, that as ideas are argued in the public square, the truth will eventually emerge. If you don't like what the other guy's saying, you don't get the government to shut him up and censor his speech. The
right.
Remedy for bad speech is more speech, not government censorship.
Exactly. And Bruce, you know, we got, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. He says, you know, he goes to, you know, to legal institutions where they're, you know, teaching lawyers, and they don't even know the Constitution. I mean, it's pretty shameful to think that here they are, you know, part of the guardianship of our constitutional republic, and they're not all that familiar with the Constitution themselves. That's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
It's very dangerous, and this goes back a long way. I mean, I've been out of law school for a few decades now, and they had one Constitution law course that was required, and that was it.
One?
Then. Yeah.
So that tells you everything you need to know. I mean, you're talking that long ago, and you only have one. What do they have now? You know, it just makes you wonder. So this decision, we got about 30 seconds left, Bruce. This 303 creative versus, it's Alanis, right?
Yes, Alanis, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So go ahead.
We are going to hopefully see a free speech victory for this Christian website designer in Denver. I think it could even be more than just the five conservatives voting with it.
That'll be good news. Bruce Hoskinett from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Bruce.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Good morning, America. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check us out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Moonrise is a new Affirm original movie that showcases the power of faith and family. The latest Affirm original movie, Moonrise, will premiere exclusively on PureFlix just in time for Christmas. The new film is about faith and forgiveness and tells a captivating story about one family's struggle to heal. The emotional core of the new film, Moonrise, stems from a personal experience that the writer relates. And we're going to be talking with country music star Granger Smith, who has, I mean, if you know anything about Granger Smith, in a way he kind of reminds me, and this is an old school deal because it goes back to my early radio days, Granger, with Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin had such a vast career, and when I was asking him one time why he did so many things, he said, I was afraid that I might forget something and regret something that I missed in life. And it seems that your life journey has been similar. I mean, it's not enough that you're a country music star, but you have this alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr. So you sing, you're a songwriter, a radio host, you know, a country music, you know, award winner. I mean, what is it that you don't do?
Oh, Bill, well, man, first of all, what a great voice you have. That is just, wow, what an intro. And I love your voice. I love your show. So thanks for having me on. And I don't know. These days, I'm really have opened myself up to whatever opportunity arises. And I think that has put me in a pretty special place to be able to say, you know what? I'm not going to discount anything that comes my way, because you just never know.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Earl Dibbles Jr. How did this come about?
Yeah,
only because we set it up and people are going to go, Earl Dibbles, okay, yeah. Tell us the story. Okay.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange story, but it was in 2011. I was trying to promote new music that was coming out, and my brother and I were working on trying to get something to go viral on YouTube, because around 2011, it was a really big deal to get something to go viral on YouTube and then direct back to the music. And so I had this funny character, this ultra country boy character Yeah. And we filmed this little 3-minute video of him with overalls and a white tank top. And he, you know, he was running around on the ranch and doing his funny thing. But we didn't really realize that it was going to go as viral as it did. And it ended up going really viral all over YouTube. I had to write a song for him, made a music video. Then that went viral. And then it's just become part of the stage life and part of the performance that we've done for the last 10 years.
You got to imagine for some people. I mean, fortunately, country folk aren't that sensitive. In some circles, it would be politically incorrect, right? That's kind of like me as a Hispanic going Cheech and Chong on you or something, you know?
That's a great point that country folk are not that sensitive, because a lot of people at the very beginning said, "Oh, this is going to offend a bunch of people."
Yeah.
And I said, we are those people, you know. shame on us if we can't just laugh at ourselves for a little bit. And sure enough, that's what people wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what we love about country folk, no doubt about it. My first radio gig, believe it or not, was at a country station. And I just so appreciated Granger, you know, the artist, the heart. I remember one radio station, Winona Judd came out, there were like 300 people standing in line. They knew she was going to be there at the station. And she sat there, greeted everybody, took pictures. You know, that's what country artists do. They connect with their fans.
Yeah, we connect and we learn from each other. So the younger artists will learn from the older artists who've learned from the generations before them that our songs are stories about the people. And so the way to get the good songs and the good performances are to connect more and more with the people, with the source. And I love that about country music.
Exactly. Granger, Moonrise, there's a backstory there that the writer tells about. Share with our audience this true story and what inspired this movie.
Yeah, so the story is about a country singer whose wife passed away 2 years prior to when the movie starts. And so by the time the movie starts, he's just this grumpy guy. He's no longer plays music. He no longer writes songs. He's raising 3 kids. He's trying to preserve the ranch that he's slowly losing and needing to sell off because he has no more income. And he just has no way to find redemption or restoration. He has no practical way of getting out of this grief. Now, the interesting thing about it is it's actually parallels the real story of the director and her father and losing her mother. And so in the movie, my character's daughter, is essentially the director and what the role that she played in her real life. And the daughter is the one that kind of softens dad's heart and brings him back into awareness that he doesn't have to always control everything. He can open up and be sentimental, and it's going to be okay.
And like you say, this is a story that a lot of people can relate to, because in grief, sometimes you can get stuck there and you're not moving forward. And, I think if you've lived life long enough, you've experienced a certain level of grief, but this character that you play is so relatable. I mean, look at, come on, you're a country music star, you've got this alter ego character, you're having fun, and now they put you on the big screen, and man, it's all on you, buddy. No pressure, right?
It is so much pressure. Yeah. To, you know, being on the set and shooting this movie and just, you don't want to be the guy that messes it up for everyone else. You don't want to be the guy that delays this perfect, beautiful sunset shot because you're forgetting the words or you're mumbling through the wrong parts. You don't want to be that guy. And so, you definitely feel that kind of pressure. And also the pressure of just being a relatable character, because like you said, this is a guy that we could all look at and we go, yeah, been there. Or if someone has not been through grief, they will. And that's kind of what you're alluding to, Bill, is that you live long enough, you will. It's not a matter of if, it's just when.
Yeah, and it's how do you get out? And this story, as I said, is going to be so relatable because I believe it's going to be healing, Granger, to others who are stuck in their grief and they see this process. Yes, it's a movie, but I got to tell you, maybe you're surprised at the end of the day and saying, God, I didn't know I had it in me, to play this character. But I really see this as being a healing catalyst for so many people out there who find themselves in a similar position.
That's definitely my hope. And I'm at the point in my career when I don't want to do much of anything unless I know that it matters. It matters to at least one person, and at least one person out there could see Moonrise and go, you know what? I'm that guy. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my grief. I'm beyond the point of mourning, and now I'm into just a self-deprecating depression. And there's a difference between those two things, and it's time to – I don't have to move on, but I can move forward. And I just hope that there's someone out there that goes, that's me. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because in that situation, as you say, it's not very appealing. You're not very attractive. You can wear people out. And, that's pretty heavy. And it takes a unique individual with an inordinate amount of grace and love and compassion to come alongside someone who is suffering. In this particular case, your daughter is your redemptive angel, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just how much proof is that we just need each other in humanity. We just need each other. Even this strong father just needs the compassion of his little daughter to help break the ice.
Yeah, go figure, huh? The go kids, figure. What they bring to truth. And like you said, you know, God brings people into our lives. It could be our children. It could be somebody who's so doggone irritating, but they have that golden nugget. They bring that word from God that, you know, finds its mate, so to speak, as the Bible says. And just you have that, oh, yeah, moment. And now you're on the other side of it.
That's just so true. We, you know, in America, we don't like to say this word, but the word is surrender, because it sounds like weakness, but it's not weakness. It's actually an action that's required from us in obedience to our Creator, in obedience to God. We surrender to Him and say, God, you're sovereign. You have purposed. You have set aside me, and you have planned this. And so instead of asking why, God, why did you do it? Then we start asking, what do you need from me, God? What are you trying to show me in this?
Amen. You know, either the editors did a really great job or it was natural, but the chemistry that I picked up on the movie was extraordinary. Tell us a little bit about that. Did the editor fool me?
I would sure like to think that it was just natural chemistry, but it's my first movie, so I don't know. But there was a nice chemistry between the cast. We were all friends. We became friends quickly, and just really enjoyed the whole being in Blanco, Texas, and being in those hills and being in that environment. Was just nice for all of us.
Well, the movie Moonrise premieres on the 15th. PureFlix is really blessing its audience with great Christmas production pieces like this. You know, so congratulations to the team at PureFlix for making all this happen, for the team that came together for Moonrise. As we wrap things up, we got about a minute left here, Granger. What do you want the audience to get from Moonrise?
Well, I just want someone to accidentally stumble upon this film, you know, especially someone that's never heard of me or my music career or has anything to do with me at all, but they stumble across this film and they just say, you know what, that's me, or that's Dad, and Dad needs to see this film, or that's my brother. You know, my brother needs to see this film because he is this character, Will Brown, and the ultimate the ending of this film is just for us to know that there is hope, that we could grieve with hope, especially as Christians. That's what we're promised, that we grieve with hope.
Granger Smith, you're awesome. Congratulations on the movie, your debut on the big screen. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the audience to take in this redemptive message that I believe is going to be so powerful and timely for this great season ahead.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate the kind words.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is